Shalom from Sweetie's friend. He shares very special schuss for Gil Shana Bas Nechagitl, Simcha Nechagitl, Pershionis and Ben Mordechai Frim, Ramosh Reb Svi Moshe Ben Eitan Avram Levi, and Reb Meir Simcha Ben Leah. Gemara in Gittin Tesamid Beis asks, how come we don't include in the Brice in the list of things where we equate Shtar Shichur to Get Nashim the fact that they're both possible in Mechuber? Answers the Gemara in Tesamid on Yoram Aleph, that Milsa Disa B'Kedushin Lokatani, something that applies to Kedushin, we weren't learning in the Brisa. And Rashi says that in Kedushin we also have a psul of Mechuber, because we equate Havaya Liyitziyah. We see from Rashi that he learns that we have a psul of Mechuber by Kedushin is talking about a Shtar Kedushin. However, the Bala Itter learns that we're talking about Kesef Kedushin. Kesef Kedushin is possible b'mechuber. Rashi learns that we're talking about the shtar kedushin is possible b'mechuber, and Rashi says mechuber is not that it was mechuber b'shas gerushin. No, b'shas gerushin was talish. Rather, when he wrote the shtar get or the shtar shichur, then it was connected to the ground, and then afterwards he gave it when it was detached. And the psul is that it's mechusar k'titza; it lacks being cut. The psul is mechutzer k'titza, but not that it was mechuber b'shas nesinas haget or ashtar shichur. And so emerges from the words of Tosus and Kitten Beis Amid Beis Dibur Maschalefi that it would have been shaykh to be metakim b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta if a shliach brings a get medina sayam because of the shash that the get has the psul mechuber that the Gemara mentioned. And it's pashut if a shliach is bringing it from medina sayam, it's not mechuber when he's giving it. Must have been Mechuber when it was written, and it was Mechuser Ketzitza. So we see from Rashi and from Tosis that the problem with giving a get a Mechuber Lekarka and a Shtar Shichur Mechuber Lekarka is that it's Mechuser Ketzitza. That afterwards he's going to detach it, and when he detaches and gives it to her, so it's going to lack. B'shas Maisa, it's going to have lacked Ketzitza being cut when you made this. When you made this shtar, now it's pashut that Rashi explained that mechuber is talking about mechuser k'tzitza. That's l'shitaso that psul mechuber b'kedushin is talking about shtar. Because there's a din of ksiva v'asiyas hashtar, and there's a din that it can't be mechuser ktsitsa between the ksiva and the nesina. But the Bala Itter, who explained that the psul mechuber is even in kesef kedushin, doesn't say the problem is mechuser ktsitsa, because the kesef definitely has no issue of what it was originally. It's only tali what it was b'shas hakedushin that it should be talish, but it doesn't matter what it was before. According to the Bala Itter, Kesef Kedushin B'Shas Maisa has to be Talush, it can't be Mechuber. But it was before Mechuber, that doesn't bother us at all. You could be Mekadosh B'Tomorrow, B'Te'ena. Because Kesef is no Dinasiyah, and there's no Psul, that it was made B'Psul. That's not a problem. As long as it was detached and then given, you're fine. O Baal Karachach, the Bala Itter learns that we're talking about being Megarish B'Mechuber Atzma. And the psul is mishum mechuber, and not mishum mechuser ktsitsa. So according to the Bala Itter, the issue is mechuber, and according by kesef kedushin, and by gerushin shtar, and according to Rashi, the issue is mechuser ktsitsa and tosis. The question is, why did Rashi and tosis explain that mechuber, that it says about the shtar, why did Rashi learn that the mechuber is talking about, and Tosfos that it's talking about mechuser ktsitsa? Why don't they just say pashut is kin? It was attached to the ground when he gave it there. So to the Rambam in the sixth parak of Vatim Melech Avav, he explains that mechuber, where we equate kitei nashim shichur avadim, is mechuser ktsitsa. Why didn't he explain kipshuto? They were talking about the psul of Mechuber Atzma. When he gave it, it was Mechuber. So we can say, says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Hagoyin HaGadol and Siman Daled Os Gimel of the Shari Chaim and Ksubis, the Rambam holds, and Rashi and Tosfos, that Be'emes, Shichur B'shtar, when it's Mechubar, is valid. It's only if he was Tolish it afterwards. It's possible Mishum Mechutzer Ketzitza. And the Yisod is what we learned in a recent Shir. Ritva Gitn Chafalaf Amit Beis, that according to Rabbanan, when it says the word Sefer by Get, it means Sfiras Dvarim, that it relates, but not that it has to be Talish Menakark and that Mechubar is possible. That's the way some sources learn, but according to the Bavli, that's not from the word Sefer. From Sefer you learn Sfiras Dvarim. Not that it has to be Talish. So where do you learn Ein Megarshim B'Mechubar? It's because it's a Din Sina. You have to be Mekayim what it says in the Pasuk V'Nasan B'Yada, and you have to give it B'Talish. And you can't give something Mechubar L'Karka, and your friends had B'Yada Shel Chavera, Ayin Sham. So it emerges then that the Psul of Get B'Mechubar is not a Pasulus B'Guf Ashtar Mitzad Atzmo. Rather, it's because it's not Royal in a Sina. Because it's mechubar, it's not proper nesina. Because it's mechusar ktsitsa. And if so, according to what the Torah is getting right, Tes Amid Beis from Tosin Kitten Gid Kimel Amid Aleph Dibras Chloe Meir, the Tli Gitech Magi Be'akarka. Is kasher ben asinus star shechur, or look in the Chemda Shalom at the beginning of Perek HaZorik. That tli gitech me'agabe akarka is kasher when you give a get shechur. And so he learns in the Das Rambam, who doesn't mention one of the things that we equate shechur avadim legite nashim, that it requires nesina, because only in the psulim that are be'etzim hashtar we equate star shechur leget, and not in the nesina. Therefore, we can say that shichur b'mechubar is kasher, because what we learn, shtar shichur, is equal to gitei nashim, is only the din of the etzem ashtar, but not in the din of sina. So if it's mechubar lakarka, that's not a psul in the etzem ashtar, that's a psul in the nesina. So by shtar shichur, tli gitech magabe akarka works. You obviously don't need a dinasina, so the problem by mechubar, by shtar shichur, must be that it's mechusar ktsitsa. That you wrote it when it was mechubar, and you were totally shit, and you gave it. Psul mishum mechusar ktsitsa, which is a psul in the shtar, and not a chisar in the nasina. So there you can learn shtar shichur from get, that there's a psul mechusar ktsitsa. And for this reason, Rashi and Tosfos explain, when the Gemara says vayikra mechubar, talking about the mechusar ktsitsa. Why not mechubar mamish? Because lakushta demilsa, the truth of the matter is that shtar shichur b'mechubar is bamis kasher. Shtar shichur b'mechubar is kasher. Why is shtar shichur b'mechubar kasher? Because there's no din nesina. You only learn nesina by get, and you only learn shtar shichur from get, lenyan dinim that are shaykh to the etzem ashtar, but not to din nesina sashtar. So the etzem ashtar, get, when it's mechubar, is going to be possible because it's mechusar ktsitsa, and same for shtar shichur, and not because you lack nesina. Because if the issue is lacking nesina, which we have by get, yes, but that doesn't apply to shtar shichur. So therefore, we're equating get and shtar shichur, we're equating them with respect to mechusar ktsitsa. We're not the inyan mechubar atzma, not when you gave it when it was connected to the ground, because by shtar shichur that's fine. Only by gitei nashim it doesn't work. But if you detached it after it was written on the ground, while connected to the ground, that's a problem, because then it was mechusar ktsitsa b'shas asiyah, that's a psul in the etzem ashtar, that it needed cutting off. From this we can add, says Hagoyin Reb Chaim Zatzal, that the same applies to a shtar kedushin. That it says in Gittin that it's possible b'mechubar, it's only in mechusar ktsitsa, not in kedushin b'mechubar. Because the hekesh of yatzav ha'isa, we only learn dinim with respect to the shtar itself, not linyan hanesina. That's according to what the Torah's kid writes, that tzliki kiddushayich me'agabe akarka is kosher b'shtar kiddushin. Someone says to a woman, take your shtar kiddushin from the ground, it's kosher. Not like the Avnei Milu and Simon Lamasif Katan Aleph, who learns that even the kesef, even though the kesef, tzligitech kiddushayich me'agabe akarka is effective, you're allowed to do that. But shtar kiddushin, it doesn't work because we've hakesh of avayli tzia. It's like by get it doesn't work, by kedushin it doesn't work. According to Torah's gittin, tzli kedushach magabi akarka works if it's a shtar kedushin. My bazoi, so a shtar kedushin is going to be kosher b'mechuber, because that's not a din in the shtar itself. Because by kedushin, just like by tligitech magabe akarka by shtar shichur, that's effective. Even though by gitei nashim it's not, so you obviously can't compare them with respect to the lack of nesina. So too by kedushin, since tligitech magabe akarka is kasher, so it must be that you don't learn from gitin that it needs a proper nesina. And if so, what's going to be the problem of mechuber? Not the nesina problem, but rather a mechusar ketzitza problem. And therefore, if he's tolish it after it's written, it's possible that's mechusar ketzitza, because that's a psul and that's a mishtar, and that we can learn from gittin. Just like shechur avadim, we can learn from gittin, so to be the kedushin. Ramon, Evan Ezra, Simon Lamadal, Samad Bey, Sif Dalid, brings the das of the Yesh Machshirim, which is the Shuta Rash, Bechelik Al Simon Tafresh. If a person writes Shtar Kedushin, Al Davar HaMachur B'Lakarka. And the Rashba wants to learn the Sugya in Gittin in such a way that we don't have a problem with the Shtar Kedushin on a Davar that's Machur B'Lakarka. That seems from the Sigin Kedushin that it is a problem, Sigin Gittin that it is a problem. But according to Rashi, the way Rashi learns, Rashi says according to Rashi it's pasul. But according to what we said, the Das HaRitva, even according to Rashi, there will be a chiluk between whether or not you gave it to her, you gave her this Shtar Kedushin, when it was mechuber l'karka, or you wrote a while mechuber l'karka and then you gave it to her. Because if the whole problem with gittin is the din nesina, that it can't be connected to the ground because that's not proper nesina, but by kedushin where that's not necessary, then you can give it to her while it's mechuber l'karka. What then is the problem? We said according to Rashi, the mechuser k'tzitza. So afterwards you cut it off. Even though the mashmos of Lashon and the Ramah is that it's kasher even betol shoh acharkach, but it would seem that according to Rashi, at least the way we're learning, if tol shoh acharkach, it's going to be possible, but if you gave it to her as mechuber, then it's fine. So we have some more insight, Baruch Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya, into shtar kedushin b'mechuber. And we should be zochem mit Hashem l'modu l'lhamid l'shma v'last l'kans for the best time to us. We have a main, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.